Welcome to Podtacular episode 180, the Halo Wars Demolition for the week of February 15th, 2009.
When the call came to fight, we answered.
Bring the ship to alert.
At first, we didn't know who or what we were up against. By the time we figured it out, we realized that to survive, we couldn't do this alone. We would need an army.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
I'm Chucky J.
And I'm Lord Above.
Sweet.
Woohoo!
Yay, new podcast.
We're talking about Halo Wars. You can't get better than that.
Yes, the new Halo Wars that came out. As you guys can tell, we don't have the regular cast in this week. They couldn't make it. They had other obligations. So we have Chucky J here, community organizer. And we have a special guest, Lord Above.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just a little highlight for those who don't know Lord Above. Why don't you give us a little info, the little background scenario with you and what you do on the site?
All right. Well, I joined the show, the site, a little less than a year ago. I've tried to stay pretty active on the forums. I think I've fulfilled that. I'm in the Rec Clan. I haven't really done any specific leadership roles in the community, but I've been a presence, I guess.
Cool.
I have my own Halo podcast as well that I do, called Halo Amplified. I do it with a guy named Amp.
Yeah, cool. How's that going?
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, sure. It's pretty good. You can subscribe to it on iTunes, Podtacular, for free. We recently actually interviewed the MLG pro player Roy from Team Instinct, and we're gonna have that interview up probably around when this comes out.
Oh, nice.
It's going pretty well. Recently, we've been a little we've missed doing a couple episodes, but I think we're going to be back on track now. And if you like Halo podcasts, which I know you all do because you listen to this, you should go check us out.
So that's Halo Amplified.
Little shout out there. Right. Halo Amplified, yes.
Okay.
Cool.
So what was Roy like?
Roy's pretty cool. He's actually, some people think that MLG pros are going to be all, stuck up or something, but they're really not. They're just, because he's a really chill guy. I mean, we did the podcast, and there was another guy with us that week, Diffuse. He's from Australia, and we just hung out for a while beforehand. We had some scheduling issues with the podcast, actually, because he had to work overtime or something. Yes. But he's a great guy. I mean, the interview went pretty well. It's actually the second time we interviewed him. We interviewed him and SK after Dallas, I believe. Or no, Toronto, sorry.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, for everyone who's listening, go check it out.
Definitely.
What's the website?
Oh yeah, haloamplified.blogspot.com. It's just a standard blogspot website.
Cool.
Yeah, but the podcast is nothing but is not standard. It's awesome.
It's very
very nice. And we have Chucky. Chucky's been on the show before, I believe.
Yes, sir. Not since it relaunched, though. So I'm real happy that Podtacular's back.
Yep. Why don't you give us a little bit about a little info about yourself, what you do on the site, how you help me out every week with finding guest hosts, and a little bit about the new website that you have up.
Okay, sure. All right, so I've been around for probably 2.5 years now. I started listening probably right after Spellcheck left, and then went back and listened to some of the old episodes. And then I finally joined the site like a while after that. But just always loved Podtacular and what they've been doing. And, you know, got into a conversation with Fumo because he had started the Godtacular Bible study. And he just gotten really busy. So I offered to help him out. And so I've been doing the Godtacular Bible study in a Halo 3 lobby for probably a couple years now, I guess. A couple years. Cool. So that's the main thing I do. I'm also a mod, try and keep the forums from exploding with flames and stuff. I'm trying to be less strict than I used to be, but, and then, so since the podcast relaunched, I've just kind of been trying to help out because I know Dustin's busy and everybody's busy with their own things. So, trying to help out a little bit here and there.
Chucky is the glue.
No, don't say that. No.
You're the glue on my part. I don't know about everyone else, but.
Well, the one thing I have been doing is trying to recruit guest hosts that have been around on the forums for a while and have shown that they actually have something to say. Because one of the things that's important about the show is if you come on here and you don't really have anything to say, it's not going to be that great of a show.
Right.
One of the things that makes, you know, G. Lewis and Crypto and Dustin, you know, Dusty good at this show is that they have something to say about what's going on.
At least we try.
Yes. So that's, it's really important. So in Lord Above's case, he's played a lot of the demo and besides being around the forums for a very long time, he's played a lot of the demo and if he's not our resident expert, he's probably close. So we'll see how this goes.
Very nice.
All right.
So cool. Talking about Halo Wars, I think that's a little topic for today.
How many submissions do we have?
We have 25 submissions.
Woo!
We have a lot this time around. But before we get to those, I think all of us here have played the demo, and I just want to get our opinions on it before we jump into what the majority of these is tips. So, Lord Above, since you're a guest, why don't we start with you? What do you think about the demo and how it plays into the whole Halo universe thing?
All right. Well, overall, I really like the demo. I'm not going to rehash everything I said in the forums because that was a lot. But
give us a succinct summary for our dedicated listeners.
All right. Basically, story mode, I'm a big fan of it. I wouldn't say it's the most original as far as the missions and everything, but that's okay. I mean, it's a tried-and-true formula. Cutscenes are really, really well done. For me, the big thing about it, though, is going to be the multiplayer, because I've yet to play a console real-time strategy game that holds up well on multiplayer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, they just tend not to work as well as they do on the PC, but I've also yet to play an RTS that's made exclusively for the console. So, I mean, I've played the skirmish and it works pretty well against the AI. Which leaves me hopeful for multiplayer over live.
Yeah.
Let's see. There are a few balance issues, but that's the kind of stuff that gets worked out in patches. The biggest issue usually on consoles would be the ability to control stuff because obviously on the computer you have more keys and you can like have selection groups and stuff.
Right.
But they have some pretty good selection tools. Like you can select all your units and then you can cycle through different types. and then, or you can just select all your on-screen units, or you can use the paintbrush and just sort of drag it around and select all the units you want. And that works pretty well. I do like that you can also select different units by type. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially because it's, well, another thing I said was that, it works well as far as having units that counter each other. I used the analogy to rock, paper, scissors. And, yeah. I think when you can select it, if you use my type like that, just scrolling through it, that works pretty well because you can quickly get to the kind of unit you want to attack the kind of unit, the other guy you want. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sort of select everyone individually in the big maelstrom of guys fighting each other.
Yeah. Wait, I thought that's how it worked. You just put a bunch of guys and, you know, send them against the other guys.
Yeah, no.
Wave okay. Of grunts.
I'm just kidding you.
I guess I'm doing it wrong.
I can see a motivational poster. RTS, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So what's the rock, paper, scissors mean?
Well, by rock, paper, scissors, I mean that in general, not like as a hard and fast rule, but in general, infantry is good against aircraft. Aircraft are good against vehicles, and vehicles are good against infantry.
Mm.
So, if you see vehicles, you're gonna want to attack them with aircraft. If you see aircraft, you're gonna want to attack them with infantry. Obviously, there's specialized infantry like the flamethrowers and the jackals, who are good against other infantry, and there's specialized vehicles which are actually good against aircraft. Like, I forgot what it's called, but the human vehicle there's a human anti-aircraft vehicle. Do you guys remember the name for that one?
No. I didn't build it much.
Called it's called the Wolverine.
Oh, that's right.
It's like a little fast, like, buggy thing with anti-aircraft rockets. So it's not a hard and fast rule, but the point is that there are certain units that are good against certain other units.
Right.
And it's sort of cyclical. So if you can select all your if you can select all your Wolverines to attack the aircrafts instead of just all the guys in a little area to attack the aircrafts, it's better because then you can have what's effective attacking what they're effective against.
Mm. Cool. Now, what do you think about like the building method where you have the base and then you build all the different type of buildings?
That system, for me, I think the first time I saw it was like, I'm sure I saw it before this, but the first one I can remember is Battle for Middle-Earth. And I think it's called I don't remember what it's called, but basically, I think it works pretty well for the kind of game it is. Like a free placing thing where you'd have to like the style of like StarCraft, for example,
mm-hmm.
where you have like builder units that you put like the blueprint for it wherever you want. You could build turrets and different manufacturing and resource buildings just wherever.
Right.
That works well, but I think for the console, it's a good choice that it doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that this way, as far as the limitations of the controls on the console, this just works better. Oh, it's called socket bases because each one is a little socket where you can put things.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's a good system. It definitely makes having to expand to the secondary base essential, especially for if you don't do it immediately, like you find yourself pretty pressed to do so later on. And I think that adds another layer of strategy to it. If you can prevent the enemy from getting to his second base if he decides to just sit there and turtle for the beginning.
Yeah, that's definitely true, especially in that little skirmish match we're allowed to play in the demo.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I kind of find interesting, because, I mean, I have a bunch of friends that play RTSs, and how they get rated on how many actions per minute or something like that. What do you think the speed of gameplay is going to be like for something like this on the console?
Well, on the console, inherently, it suffers as far as the rate goes. You can't really play as fast on the console because, I'm going to back up a little bit. One thing that makes playing the PC so fast is you can select different groups of units and hit usually control 1 or like F1 or something. And then whenever you hit the key 1 again, it selects that exact same selection. So you can have a bunch of different selections of units to, and there's other ways of selecting things that's just swifter than the console. But right. ultimately, it allows you to do something called micro, which is short for micromanaging, which allows you to, which is basically just the ability to really quickly get different guys in a massive, like, sort of blur of combat to target what you want and to control guys sort of like fine precision. And Halo Wars is intentionally pretty light as far as the requirement to micro goes, which is good because that's really where console RTSs suffer, is their ability to micro. Yeah. And I think the conscious decision to put the emphasis on that to a minimum is definitely a good decision by the developers, because they don't have to worry about awkward silence.
Yeah, I think someone cut out there.
Yeah.
Chuggy? No, Lord Above, you kind of cut out there for...
What was the last thing you heard me say?
Oh no, you were in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, you were.
What was I talking about?
How developers don't have to worry about the micromanagement.
Oh yeah. Well, it was a good decision by the developers to put that on a minimum, the requirement to do that. Just because that's where console RTSs tend to suffer. So I think that's a good, it's sort of minimizing their weaknesses and maximizing their strengths. Think about it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
Now, Chucky, you're sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, you're a big story person when it comes to games like this, so why don't you give us the back-end story behind Halo Wars.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay.
For a lot of games, I don't bother getting into the backstory, but for Halo, I did. So if you've read Contact Harvest, it's all about, you know, there's no Spartans. It's all about Sergeant Johnson, back in the early days of him being a staff sergeant. And the Covenant have found Harvest, which was a farm planet that was kind of on the outskirts of, you know, human territory. And the Covenant have found that there's Forerunner stuff down on Harvest. And this isn't the same kind of Forerunner stuff that that you find out about in the demo, which is a little base down there. In the book, they haven't found that yet. So it's a bunch of brutes, basically. One of which is Tartarus. Tartarus wasn't in charge yet. But he's there. And
that's the brute from the end of Halo 2, right?
Exactly. So you get introductions to a lot of characters that you didn't know much about before. But what they find is that through the course of the story, they find out that these things that are flashing on their computer screens aren't artifacts, they're people. So the Forerunners made their technology such that they could find, you know, their own kind or humans. So they found this planet and they were freaking out. Oh, we're going to find all this cool, you know, technology that the gods left behind. And it turns out it's not technology. It's humans. And yeah. So when you get to the game, I don't know what specifically is going to happen. I mean, we know a little bit from the cutscenes, which is that there's been a massive war, which is after the book. And the humans are just now getting Harvest back. And then as they're getting Harvest back and trying to claim the whole planet, the Covenant find this Forerunner structure under the ice somewhere. So that's where we're left at in the demo.
Okay.
The rest of it is kind of a mystery, honestly. Like, we don't know how they're going to work in the flood. People are starting to, people are complaining about, the humans didn't meet the flood until Halo 1, 20 years from now. We just still don't know how they're going to handle that. We were talking about before the show some theories about how they might do it. I certainly hope that it's not that all the humans die, and so they never get to pass on the knowledge about the flood.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's really the only way that I could think of that they would handle it and stay within canon is that everyone who sees the flood just dies. Or maybe you just control, like, for one level, an exploratory force that goes into the ice and then loses contact.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
When they battle the flood.
So as far as the demo itself, yeah. I just wanted to echo what you said. So the only thing I have to add to that is that we've only been able to play as two of the leaders, which is Regret and what's the human guy?
Captain Cutter.
Captain Cutter, yeah. So we actually haven't been able to use several of the units that are in the game because they're units that are specific to certain characters that you pick as leaders. So like if you pick the Brute Chieftain, then you get the Brute Chopper and Brutes.
Yeah. I was under the impression that the Brute Chopper actually replaces the Ghost. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not.
Ooh, I don't know. I kind of hope not.
Because he's the only leader that has two special guys.
Oh, like, that's like true.
The Prophet of Regret gets the Elite Honor Guard. He gets the Brute and the Brute Chopper, which is available at the factory. If you think about the circle menu, there's really no extra slots in the factory to have another vehicle in there. So it looks to me as if you'd have to play something. It doesn't come out and say it in the little instruction manual, but...
No, it doesn't.
That's what the impression I got.
I guess we'll just... there's a bunch of things that we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing I could mention is we talked about this before the show too. Is the engineer? The engineer is featured in the Covenant Harvest book as well. it's just a fun. If you guys haven't read the books, there's all kinds of little funny things that happen in them. So. During the first battle, there was a bunch of debris left behind that they bring back to the Brute battleship, and this engineer is supposed to fix things up,
right?
And instead, he's just floating blob guy, but he's nice, So he decides that he's going to make a peace offering instead, and he puts together this thing that has jets in the back and a nice little seat. And two big blades on the front.
Uh-huh.
And he makes it, it's intended to be a plow for the humans to plow their farms with. But of course the Brutes decide to add some guns on the front. And it becomes the Brute Chopper. So that's the origin story of the Brute Chopper is in that book if you ever want to read it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic.
Yep.
Well, enough of us blabbering. Let us get on to some of these submissions that we have for today, which is quite a few. Appreciate everyone sending in. We'll try to get through as many of these as we can, time allotted. So let's go ahead and hit the first one from Tokyo in America. He writes, "Hey dudes, I just pre-ordered Halo Wars and I thought I should send in a submission. The demo was really good, the graphics look absolutely amazing. The cutscenes were amazing and the story is looking good so far. The few flaws I had with the game was the camera angles. They limit to a very small range and only tilted not directly above your troops. Besides that, the gameplay was very simple, probably one of the easiest RTSs on a console ever. I can't wait to see what happens in the rest of the story. I want to try out some multiplayer too and challenge some players here at Podtacular. So far, the demo was great. The game's going to be great. Everything's going to be okay in my book. Keep on fragging hot dogs.
That's a...
Yeah.
Fragging hot dogs.
I haven't heard that one before.
Neither have I.
No.
Neither have I. Sweet.
All right.
Well, I think we should skip Leo because he asks our opinion, which we just gave. So,
yeah.
You want to do the next one?
All right, sure. So this next one is from Elite Spartan. He says, "Hey there again, PodTac. It's Elite Spartan 182 again, and I am again. Never mind. So, and I'm holding.
I'm holding to my.
Yeah. All right. I'll just start over. Hey there again, PodTac. It's Elite Spartan 182 again, and I'm holding to my resolution. Here are some tips for Halo Wars. One, when you get your base set up, try to upgrade all of your supply drops to get more resources. Two, use those supplies to build and upgrade all vehicles and infantry to get more firepower for your squads. Three, always keep your squads full or you will be at a disadvantage during a firefight or battle. Last but most important, four, never take infantry near a Scarab or any other heavy vehicles or you will be wiped out faster than Master Chief killing a grunt. So always have Warthogs and other vehicles with you. Good luck with the show. Keep on fragging fat jock brutes that put so many nerdy grunts in plasma lockers."
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't know plasmas came in lockers.
Apparently it does.
Guess so.
I hate to be one of those grunts. Gives a new definition to the suicide grunt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well.
I'm taking it one step further.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so I guess
now we're talking about suicide grunts. That's one thing I'm excited for in the final version is if you play as the Arbiter in the Covenant as your main hero, your special unit is suicide grunts. So yeah. That should be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's going to make it fun.
That's going to be cool. Sorry.
Okay.
Next one.
So I'll read the next. Okay. "Hey guys, it's Poop in a Basket, and I have returned with my opinion on Halo Wars. Even though this is not a first-person shooter with the Master Chief, I think all Halo fans should buy this game. It gives us a new viewpoint of the Halo universe that we haven't experienced before. The gameplay is fun and the controls are simple. Plus, the story seems to be very well done. I'm going to buy it, and you should too. Bye."
Cool.
Well, I did buy it. So, there you
so
go.
So did I.
I have not.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Did not.
Oh, Dust Storm.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I have to pay the bills.
Yes. That's important. This is true.
Right. Food bills, electric bill, all that good stuff.
Hey, I thought you lived in the dorm. You don't?
I still have to pay for electricity. And
really?
I live in an apartment, not dorm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Anyway, next one comes from GreenBagger52. He says, "Well, I have a tip for skirmish. If you are playing for the UNSC, use the base you first start out with, one power plant, and the rest with supply pads. You should upgrade the supply pads before the power plant. Then build Warthogs and with a gunner upgrade if you want an elephant. If you have the elephant, build troops and attack the base next to you. And when you do attack, there is a turret and take out that base first. Now there is nothing to kill you, so take out the base and build. Build one of everything and two supply pads if you upgrade it to Fortress. Now you can do whatever you want from there." Okay.
Oh, so I see what he's getting at. So if you build an elephant, then you don't have to build a barracks. Because an elephant is a mobile barracks.
Yeah. One thing I'm not sure about because, you know, I just never really got... I don't know if I don't remember or not, but I'm not sure if you have an elephant, if you can use it to upgrade your guys I think you just build guys with it. I'm not sure you can use it as a research point. A research
I don't know for that building either.
I'm looking.
I have not played the game enough to know.
Well, the elephant's pretty cool. You can upgrade the guns on it and make it move faster, and then it just pumps out marines or flamethrowers. But
whether you
probably can't upgrade your guys, I'm not sure, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't. So you're gonna have to build a barracks eventually, but it's a good way to get you. I mean, you can build it simultaneously with your other buildings, so it's kind of good. Plus, it's pretty tough to kill, and it's got some guns, so you can use it as sort of a
mobile base.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice tip.
I shall try that when I play Skirmish. Since I have not played it yet.
Yeah, you need to do that. All right. So this next one's from JIC Overlord. He says, I would like to start off by saying that I have never played a PC RTS, so my first RTS was Tom Clancy's End War. I didn't really enjoy it, so that being my first RTS, I didn't really like the genre. I had always kind of wanted Halo Wars, but after I played End War, I wasn't so sure. Even when Bungie announced that the Mythic Map Pack would come with a limited edition, I wasn't so sure. Then I played the demo. I started up the tutorial, and I quickly learned how to control my units and crush the Covenant. So I thought, so far, so good. Then I started the campaign. The first cutscene quickly caught my attention, and I thought, holy crap, this looks amazing. Once I started playing, I really noticed how well Ensemble worked out the controls. I was completely drawn in, and I didn't realize that 10 minutes had gone by when the first level was done. I really like how the game plays, and how much of it feels like the Halo we all know and love. It's truly a shame that Ensemble was shut down, because from what I've played from the demo, this game easily deserves a sequel. I had such a blast to notice some pretty cool things, such as when I move my cursor over Spartan, he says, "Where's John?" I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay. I need to see if that's check that up myself. All right. So he goes on to say the voice work is pretty good too. I'm very impressed with this game, and I've game and a sweet map pack for Halo 3. Overall, I had a blast playing this, and I couldn't stop playing. I played this demo nonstop all Thursday, and I think it's one of the coolest games I've played. All right.
Nice.
Cool.
I think I'm looking forward to my Spirit of Fire patch the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to maybe run through just everything that's in the limited edition, like just quickly, or not?
No, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So yeah, it comes with Halo Wars, and then it comes with a little graphic novel called Halo Wars Genesis, which is going to be a prequel of the game. And it's sort of based on the first campaign against the Covenant. And then it also comes with the Halo 3 Mythic Map Pack, which comes with Assembly, Orbital, and Sandbox. Sandbox is looking amazing so far. If you haven't, check out the Bungie updates about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just taking a tangent. The thing I'm most excited about that is definitely the Sky Bubble having levels where you can fall off and stuff. I really want to see a Damnation remake personally. But
I think there's going to be a lot of remakes coming out of.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I know, like within like a week, like probably like 10 days after that map comes out, we're just going to see like hordes of Forge maps and remakes and stuff, like we did with probably even more than we did with Foundry.
We'll have to see what kind of budget.
That's true. That's the only thing I'm worried about is the budget.
I think it's more than Foundry, but it's not so much more that you can build substantially on all the levels, which is sort of unfortunate.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well,
so what else? So is in there?
It also comes with 6 leader cards, which are these little cards that show what all the 3 leaders for each faction do. So that's 6 total. And that would be Captain Cutter, Sergeant Forge, Professor Anders, the Prophet of Regret, the Arbiter, who's not the Arbiter from Halo 2, he's some unnamed one, and the Brute Army Commander. So then it also comes with easily, hands down, the coolest thing you will ever see coming with a video game, the UNSC Spirit of Fire embroidered chip emblem patch, which I know is going on my jacket the second I open that box.
Yeah.
Okay, with my needle and my thread and knit it on. I don't know if you knit patches, but you, whatever.
Sew it on.
So then you also get the Honor Guard Wraith, which is a special in-game item, and what we're assuming it's just a retexture of the normal Wraith, but we could be wrong. And then you also, if you pre-order Halo Wars, get the LRV Warthog with a flame decals on it. And it looks pretty cool. And also, if you pre-order the limited edition from GameStop, you get Prima Hint Book, which probably, I don't know, that's never one of the most effective hint books. It's like, remember to build infantry. Oh, thank you. So
nice.
Oh well.
Cool.
But
now you're making me want to get the pre-order.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Get some Spirit of Fire ship patches.
Dang it! Sweet.
All right.
Well, it's what? It's $20 more, and you get the map, the Mythic map pack, which is going to be $10.
Yeah.
So the question is the other stuff worth $10?
Well, actually, the Mythic map pack is 800 Microsoft points, which is $10. But you can't buy 800 Microsoft points. You can buy 1,200 Microsoft points, or 1,000 Microsoft points.
You mean 16?
Right.
What? The lowest is 16.
Can you buy 1,000?
Nope.
I think you can on Xbox Live.
Yeah, you can on Xbox Live.
Oh well.
So really, if you don't have like extra, if you don't have the Microsoft points already, the least you're going to be spending is $12. So really, it's only $8 more. If you think about it.
Yep. Think about it, people.
Dang it!
Okay, so White Light is next, and he's got a short little one, so we'll see what he's got to say. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to write in to tell you that you can tell your infantry forces to take cover in sniper towers or behind rocks by putting your cursor thing on the object and press X. This provides a lot of cover for your people while letting them fire at your enemies.
You can also do that with vehicles, too. Like destroying vehicles.
Yeah, like crash pelicans and things like that. I have to say, like, as far as the defensive position goes, this is a huge advantage for your infantry. Like, if you put even just, like, one unit of Marines in a sniper tower, it almost, like, triples their defensive ability and it increases their range and everything. So it's a real good way to keep your troops alive.
Man, I've only used the Pelicans. I didn't ever try putting them in the sniper towers. So that's cool.
Very nice. Next one.
Dusty?
Yep, next one comes from NinjaMan59. He says, this is Ninja with the plan, and OMG, this game is awesome with quite a few exclamation points. I love it. I'm going to pre-order the limited edition hopefully tomorrow. But anyways, onto the game. The gameplay is very appealing, even to the first-person shooter fanboys like me. I've never really played an RTS game before, but I picked up this game and played. The controls are very easy to learn, and the circle menu for your bases and etc. doesn't really draw you away from the combat. My favorite part is the base building, and the combat is fun too. I think the Spartans are the best thing ever. I know that this submission is kind of skippy, but Halo Wars makes me so excited. Anyways, I don't really have anything else to say about it, so this is Ninja with the plan signing off.
All right.
Cool.
Okay, so thank you, Ninja Man. Next one is from Lone Soldier 332. He says, what's up, guys? I'll tell you. Halo Wars, due to be released on March 3rd, it will either make or break Ensemble's future. They're kind of done, so they're broken either way.
But I think it's broke.
Yeah. So, but he not according to this guy. Most likely, make. He says, "Well, I have a good couple tips for you when you're playing in skirmish. When you begin, build at least two supply depots. Then you need those to build more buildings and train soldiers. Then immediately build a barracks and send the Marines you train directly to the north. The Forerunner facility directly to the left of you, when facing the garage, will be guarded by insurrectionists. But they're easy. Capture that by putting only one squad in the facility. The Covenant won't bother you there, so it's a waste to put more than one squad. Build an elephant. They are portable spawners for Spartans and Marines. Make sure you put at least two refineries as well. You need those in order to fire the golden chariots from the Spirit of Fire that is the Mac Cannon. Interesting analogy. Those become especially useful when countering the Prophet of Regret and or the Scarab. Finally, when assaulting the Covenant's primary base, send two different squadrons attacking from both sided. Flanking the enemy like that may seem pointless or a waste of time, but it's not. It's extremely effective, especially on Heroic. Well, that's all I've got. Shoutouts to you, Zombies, Crypto, G. Lewis, Dusty, whomever it is that is the guest host this episode. I guess that's me and Chucky. Yes, I know. And most of all, my new girlfriend. Keep on fragging trucks. Peace out. All right.
Got the new girlfriend going on. Now that's the one thing I haven't. I've only played normal for the skirmish, so I don't know how much harder it really gets. Have you done that?
Yeah, that's what I've been mostly playing on. I played a lot of the skirmish. I played like a couple dozen games of it, but I don't really remember the difference. But I think normal doesn't rush nearly as much as heroic, and heroic tends to just build stuff more efficiently. I don't think it's a cheaty AI. Like in some RTSs, the harder level AIs will cheat and like give themselves extra resources so they can build more stuff.
What?
And I don't think this one works that way. But it just is better because I mean it's really not like that fast, but it's just better at rushing. And
do they ever attack your secondary base or the little Forerunner structure things?
They never attack the Forerunner structure, but they do attack the secondary base. I mean, okay. I guess if you like lured them to the Forerunner structure, they'd attack it. But the one thing that they do is they take over their own secondary base and their own Forerunner structure. I don't think the normal one does that. Well, actually, it might, but I think I killed it too fast. But but the
yeah,
it,
yeah.
So I mostly either played on heroic, and I think one time I just played on easy just because it doesn't do anything, and I just wanted to check out the units. But let's see. Yeah, that's about it.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. All right. So Chickenfoot089 says, "Hey, Podtacular, this is my first submission, so I hope it's good. Firstly, I've played the Halo Wars demo that came out on the marketplace a while back. Even though it was a demo, I can guess that this game is going to be the bomb. When you start, you are greeted by really well-animated cutscenes, an old guy, the new Cortana, or the old Cortana, actually, and a guy called Forge. This Cortana, luckily, doesn't have nervous breakdowns every game, hopefully. Yeah, we'll have to see if she goes crazy. And the Forge guy is cool. Say what?
If I'm playing and like I'm attacking the enemy base or something, and then like what's her name, Serena pops up and she's like, "No, Master Chief, angst, anger," and like just blurs my screen like the last level. Halo. Yeah, I don't know what I'll do.
Yeah,
it got really annoying.
I don't know why Bungie did that. That was,
I guess it was supposed to add to the atmosphere, just added to the anger.
No, really.
Yeah, it was really weird. Okay, so, and the Forge guy is cool, but not as cool as the Chief. I miss him. Frowny face.
Aww. Well, you have to remember, this was before the Chief.
Right. I mean, the Chief was probably a little kid getting trained.
I guess.
I don't know.
Isn't the Chief, like, when he wakes up, like, all things taken into account, like, 90? I don't know. Oh, maybe I'm just pulling that out of my head.
I don't think he's 90. I think he's like in his 30s or something. Because they recruited him like when he was 13.
Yeah, but I think they did still need to like slow his aging process. I don't know. Maybe I'm just
Maybe
just remembering stuff from something else. That might not be the case, but I don't know. I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. I don't know where he would be in the timeline here. Maybe he had fought for 20 years before Halo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a demo, but there are some mentions of the infection.
I was going to say, like, wasn't he on Reach? And that was the first contact with the Covenant or something like that?
Well, it seems like there's been a lot of first contacts.
No.
Yeah.
Harvest was supposed to be first contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not as up on the lore as I could be, so.
I think Reach was the second major battle, but okay. Yeah. That whole part's confusing to me, so hopefully this will clear it up a little bit. I don't know.
I have to go back and read the books.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it was just a demo, but there are some mentions of the infection, Flood. Flood Time. It is a very good game, and you guys should try it out. Keep on fragging them gosh darn truck mobiles.
Cool.
Well, we will.
All right.
Well, next one we get is from Jabba. He writes, "Okay, what's up, guys? It's Jabba. I have a few tips for Halo Wars. My first one is to build separate reactors when on the UNSC, then upgrade later. This saves resources. Also, right off the bat, build up your army. I always like to have 3 or 4 factories so I have lots of money. When you have lots of Marines and upgrade them, you're unstoppable. You need to just focus on upgrading one part of your army.
Mm.
Also, try to capture the Rebel base. It's a good way to make more buildings. I have gotten really far by doing it. Well, good luck, guys, and keep on fragging Peter Marshalls who love Maria. Where? How do you say that?
Yes, pronounced my hair. We're a young.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
I don't either.
Huh.
I think in a trivia game, Jabba just might beat me.
Yeah, something. I get that impression.
Okay. Oh, right. Who's doing the next one?
Yeah, that would be me.
Go for it.
So, Painkiller05 says, "So my strategy so far in the demo is to build 6 supplies and a reactor from the start. Using the money gained, upgrade them all to level 2 depots while building turrets, upgrade the Warthog, and building about five or six hogs. Once that base is complete, I rush the Rebel and turn it into a base with 1 reactor, 1 airport, and 1 armory, and 3 more supply points. Seeing as how stupid the AI is, they'll completely ignore the second base and attack your main, so don't worry about defending the secondary. Once the armory is maxed out, recycle it and build another supply point. By now you should have access to goshawks, hornets, and vultures. What I'd like to do now is build as many hogs and hornets with 1 or 2 vultures. Maybe even a maxed out elephant with a Spartan in it. Those things are invincible when in base mode."
Hmm.
Yeah, that's one thing you can do is you can put your Spartans inside your vehicles to make them more powerful. Which
really
actually I like to save my Spartans to take over the enemy vehicles.
Yeah.
But that's also
see, I haven't quite figured out the cap thing yet. And maybe that's just because I haven't played as much the capturing other units.
Oh, well, it's only Spartans. They can basically hijack vehicles. So it's like their Y attack, which is their special attack.
Okay.
You hold it over a vehicle and you hit Y, and they'll run towards it and jump on it and start punching it. And a little while later, they'll jump in and they'll control it, and then that vehicle will be yours.
And one thing I was reading is that if you jack a Wraith, it's a Wraith would typically be 3 population, 3 people worth. But when you jack it, it only counts as the 1 Spartan. So
yeah,
you're getting like a free Wraith.
Because Spartans don't even count towards your population at all. You just have
3. Really?
There's only a limit of 3, but they don't count towards your population.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Ooh.
I'll read this straight from the instruction manual. You can only deploy 3 Spartans. They do not count against maximum population.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Alright, yeah, they're pretty good.
Hmm.
I especially like how they They sort of like when they're being shot with like exploding weapons or hunters or something like that, they'll do little barrel rolls, backflips around the bullets and dodge them and stuff. It looks really cool.
Cool.
And when you upgrade them, they can get a Spartan laser.
Yeah, that's pretty tense.
Splicer!
Yeah, yeah.
They look weird when they're doing backflips with a chain gun, but other than that,
okay.
Yeah, let's detach a turret and then start doing jumps and acrobatic flips and stuff.
Yay!
Okay, right. So D-Man. I don't know D-Man. So welcome, D-Man. Hey, Podtacular, it's D-Man here to talk about the Halo Wars demo. Overall, I'm impressed with the control setup for this RTS because other RTS games for the 360 seem to fail on this. The game's graphics were well done, especially the detail of the UNSC Marines and their vehicles. The story from the demo was interesting, and it's nice to see familiar faces like the Arbiter and the Prophets. Well, it's not the same Arbiter, unfortunately, but the Prophet is the same. It's the same Prophet of Regret. So he says, I hope that other characters make an appearance in the game. The only disappointing part of this demo was the unplayable UNSC Spartans. Okay. I really wanted to make a small squad of Spartans and watch them create a path of destruction. Plus, the demo's difficulties were easy. In conclusion, the demo rocks, and I can't wait to pick up my copy. Thanks, Podtacular, for reading this, and keep up the good work. So it sounds like he hasn't played skirmish mode either.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's talking about with the not being able to build. Can you not build them in campaign mode, maybe?
There's probably not until later. Yet.
Oh, yeah, they're not in the campaign yet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, go play Skirmish, D-Man.
You're not alone. Right. I haven't played it either. Anyway, next one comes from Major. He says, hey, Podtacular, Major here, and here's a few things I'd like to say. You can play as the Covenant Epic, and you can build Scarabs. Uber Epic. Anywho, I love playing the War of Halos already. Can't wait to get the game. There's only one thing left to say. Covenant rules. P.S. I'll submit a tip. Instead of leaving you hanging with my Covenant ramble. Smiley face. But a little thing I like... A little thing that took me time to figure out was that the little crates that are lying around can be picked up with infantry units and gives you extra materials. Just select a squad of infantry and press X over one of the crates and they'll start picking them up. Hwa! Instant resources. Keep on fragging UNSC bases and those pesky miniature Spartans with stickies.
Yeah, so it does work with infantry, but thankfully, warthogs and ghosts do work.
Yeah.
But if you try and pick up resources with a scorpion tank, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I think the, like,
the ghosts warthogs.
The ghosts and the warthogs have, like, some sort of, like, scout vehicle designation or something that lets them pick it up. But anyway.
It's like, no, I'm not spying on your base. I'm just picking up resources over here.
Yeah. Taking their resources, moving on. Alright. So, alright, so Team RK says, please have G. Lewis read this in Gangster Talk. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Team RK, but I cannot do Gangster Talk. And
yeah, G. Lewis is not here.
I'm just going to have to read this normally. Hey guys, it's OMG, it's Nub, and I'm here with the submission for the Halo Wars special. Overall, I really liked the game demo. One thing that I thought was weird was that the Covenant was extremely purple. A couple things I liked about the demo was that they included a lot of vehicles, and that you never actually got to play with any of the other games. There was a lot of strategy in the demo, and there were power-ups for about every unit. Can't wait till the game comes out in June. What? Doesn't come out in like...
It comes out in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, March 3rd, right?
Well, sorry to disappoint... Well, not really disappoint you, but... yeah, you're going to get this lot sooner than you think. Keep on fragging Nubcakes. He used DD, P++ in PvP after good whip hits.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
I really hope that's a World of Warcraft thing, because if it's not, then it's... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He also asked, what's the name of the song at the beginning of the podcast?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay. For everyone who doesn't know, there is... This was asked last 2 episodes ago for the Collins,
yeah,
and Crunk
like
played
twice on the forums.
Yeah, Crunk played a little clip of it, and we have it in the FAQ now, so you should be able to find it easily. But the name of the song is "Humanity" by Lups, and it comes from the OC Remix forums.
And that's LUPZ, right?
Yes.
So just type it in Google, LUPZ Humanity, and you should be able to find it.
Yep.
And it's awesome. It's a lot longer than what you hear on the show, so it's good stuff.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Okay, another little short one here from Long Range. Long Range 950 says, does anyone know if the regular edition of the Halo Wars retail game comes with the Mythic Map Pack? I heard it comes with the Limited, but I'm not sure it comes with the Basic. Well, you heard correctly. It does not come with the regular version of the game. You have to buy the Limited Edition. Yeah, much to the chagrin of many people. It's not like the Halo 3 beta, where if you just bought Crackdown, you got into the beta. You have to actually go and buy the limited edition.
No. And
get your... Which you were going to do it. You were going to buy a limited edition anyway to get that patch, right?
That's right. You know your leather jacket needs some decoration, so now you're going to get some.
But I don't have a leather jacket.
What?
What?
How do you survive all those...
You don't have a leather jacket?
How do you survive all those storms and, you know, the Tulsa area without a leather jacket?
I have North Face jackets.
Oh. It wouldn't look so good on a North Face jacket.
No, it wouldn't.
That would be interesting.
If somebody does that to their non-leather jacket, then send us a picture. Because that would be pretty fun.
Like a camo jacket and get away with
it. I'll just put a Velcro thing on the back and put on my referee's shirt.
Yeah, I guess that would work.
Oh, that'd be funny. Okay.
Well, Dusty, you get the big long one from Shotgun Friendly, I guess.
Yeah, woo. And my voice is going to, like, kill me. Anyway.
Well, if you need to turn it over, just let us know.
Will do. Next one comes from Shotgun Friendly. He says, hello, my fellow Podtachians. The lovable yet not so humble Shotgun Friendly has arrived to once again provide his insight upon something. Wow. beloved Halo Wars, how I wish thee were here already and I could afford to dish out $70 for you and the Mythic Map Pack all bundled together so nicely. Anyways, like many of you, I have had the pleasure of playing the Halo Wars demo, and honestly, I love it. The UNSC play is quite like the demo, although lacking a hero from the start, unlike the Covenant, but still having some awesome special abilities, like my favorite of favorite abilities, the ODST HEV drop pods. The Flame Marines undoubtedly don't exactly hold themselves all that great in combat when I use them, which is really sad concerning that all the Marines carry a flamethrower in real life is one mofo you do not want to mess with. As for the Covenant, I haven't played as much game time using them, but as always, the Elites do not disappoint. Honor Guards are amazingly powerful when... Oh, okay. Always the Elites do not disappoint. Should be a period there. Honor Guards are amazingly powerful when taking on infantry. Hunters are as monstrous as ever, and those damn sniper... Jackal snipers are some are some damn good shots.
Okay.
Somewhat appropriately used. We got the Jackals in the courtyard. Yes, Johnson.
You're supposed to yell that.
We got Jackals in the courtyard!
We got jackals in the courtyard.
Okay, still probably the most satisfying moment for me was getting the ODST for the first time. Just their sheer presence on the field made me feel good inside, and dropping them off that using HEVs are just too amazing. Anyways, that's all I really have to say about the demo. Well, next time to do another fragging paragraph. Oh boy, here it goes. Keep on fragging those no-good sticky whores who drive around in a sticky truck, licking sticky Cheetos while enjoying a sticky foot rub being administered by a sticky alien from the alien world of Sticky Virgin 6, who enjoys sticky walks along the beach according to a sticky profile on Stickbook, with a good old Fragalicious frag grenade from Fragston's Frag Grenades, the only provider for safe and reliable frag grenades since the Covenant War of
2524.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was
pretty, something else.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
I'm glad somebody's bringing back the fragging, because we've been missing that.
Well, no, there's been plenty of fragging.
Oh, yeah?
Now they're sticking, too.
Oh.
Yeah, we had the fragging folding bikes.
Oh.
Yep.
I remember that.
Ah, the folding bikes.
Yeah. I just have to say that if you manage to get to the point where you get the game isn't over and you are able to get to the ODST drop troopers, mm-hmm. if you have enough population to just put in a bunch of them, you can just... It's really useful because you can just march into their base and just suddenly just drop like 10 of them behind their base and all their guys, and it's just over. It's pretty awesome. You shoot them in like the MAC cannon and they all just like land, and there's explosions and like fire, and it's really cool.
Cool.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Definitely. So is this next one, May?
Forgot. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Stall Me Please says, hello everyone, it's Stall Me Please here again to express my opinion on Halo Wars. I've been looking forward to Halo Wars for about 6 months now. I hopped in the demo and it made me slap a pre-order on it. The campaign is terrible, but skirmish mode is so amazing. It fits console controls well. My only thing I don't like is about that it's the three difficulties are way too simple. Maybe it's because I have mad RTS skills. That's all I got. Keep on fragging Duststorm's tasty watch. I ate it right after I stole it.
No. He said he gave it back.
So
yeah,
He's mixing up the stories here.
He stole it. He ate it. He regurgitated it. And he gave it back?
Oh, gosh. That's disturbing.
You might want to take that off.
So the one thing I did want to say about that one is that there are skulls in the game.
Really?
So there will be ways to increase the difficulty.
Skulls? Huh. When do they get those?
Apparently it's going to be similar to the way you do in Halo 3, but I didn't see any in the demo.
Huh.
Yeah, I tried to explore in the second level, see if I could find one, and I scoured the map, and I don't think there is one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But they're probably not the demo, so.
I wonder if there'll be achievements for the skulls, just like Halo 3.
I think so. The achievements are out.
Are
I'm
they?
Pretty sure there is achievements for those. But what they do, I don't know. You know, how it makes it harder, I have no clue.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rice.
Well, it could be no radar. That could be one.
No radar.
That would suck.
Your mini map disappears.
Yeah, that would suck.
It's just RTS from the 90s. I don't know who remembers it, but Command and Conquer Tiberian Sun, you had to build a radar dish. If you didn't have enough power generators, your radar would go offline. It got very annoying.
Ooh. I think I do remember that. I didn't play much.
At work, we play CNC Generals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and occasionally I'll run out of power and I lose, like, my radar and whatnot.
Oh, they kept that feature even with the newer ones? I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Rice Snack Roz says, yo, fellow pod-tacky, pod-tactians, when the Halo Wars demo came out, it was the most epic day ever. I woke up at 5 o'clock to start downloading it, then went back to sleep, so when I got up, it was ready to go. You know, I sort of did that too. Before I ran off to work, I started downloading so that when I got home from work, I'd be able to play.
I was on a trip when the download came out, so I couldn't download it.
Yeah. Much to everybody's chagrin. Okay, so he continues. When it first started, it was really cool. The cutscenes were the best I've ever seen. When I went to start campaign, I chose the advanced tutorial so I could learn everything, and it's best to choose that. It teaches you everything from moving a warthog to moving and firing a scarab. Okay. My suggestion for skirmish is advance, advance, advance. That is one of the most critical things if you want to play well. A few days later, I went up to my local game store and pre-ordered the limited edition, and it comes with the mythic maps for Halo 3, a couple of books, and an in-game Honor Guard Wraith to use. Well, that about sums up my sub, Rice Snack Roz, out of his house.
He forgot the patch. Come on.
I love my
beloved patch.
Yep. Right, I can see all of our Podtactians are going to post pictures up on Facebook and stuff of them wearing their patches.
Yeah, I can see that too. Okay, next one comes from Asian Dude. He says, oh wow, I haven't submitted something in forever. So yeah, I'm Asian. An Asian dude, to be more specific. The first one. Anyways, the demo rocks. Go get it if you haven't already. I could play Skirmish over and over again. I mold it over a bit, and I think it's good opening UNSC-based setup. In order, it's supply pad, reactor, barracks, supply pad, vehicle depot, reactor, supply pad. Okay. Then you rush the neighboring base and start building your armory, airfield, and all that fun stuff. I've only played as the Covenant once, and it definitely takes some getting used to. I haven't played that many games to get the Scarab or Vultures, but I expect them to be Ponsas. They seem expensive. Now stop listening, reading this, and go play some more. Now!
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, I will not be able to fulfill that request. Not for some time. My test.
All right. Oh, yeah. All
you right. need a Halo Wars test.
I fail on that since I haven't played it that much.
That's the answer. You have to study.
That's right.
By playing.
Dang.
Practice makes perfect.
Exactly. All right. So Stun Trout says, I played the demo for Halo Wars, and I have to say that the game is overbalanced in favor of the Covenant. My tip is to keep the Mac cannon for a Scarab, or three types of tank, and a Vulture. I love all the new vehicles and infantry, but I think Spartans should be more upgradable. Anyway, I pre-ordered the game as soon as I was able to, and I suggest that you all do the same Mythic Map pack for free. Thanks for your time, read the submission, and great job with the podcast. Shoutouts to Duststorm for his great campaign run through, Lancelot for his great new segment, and Captain Crunk for being so cool. Chote signing off. P.S. Sandwiches! P.P.S. Can I has good spelling? No.
Well, the spelling wasn't bad, but the grammar was a little yeah. off. That's okay.
That's true.
And you spelled Lancelot wrong.
Lancelot?
Lancelot.
yes. I kind of agree. I mean, the Covenant has some definite advantages over the UNSC that the UNSC doesn't have like a clear like answer for. I would say though that when you get to like comparing Scarabs and Vulture, obviously the Scarab is better, but you can have a lot more Vulture.
Huh.
So. Honestly, online, I can't even see the Scarab being used at all. Like, consistently at least. So, I mean, maybe there's a little bit of I would say that it's probably balanced, maybe leaning towards the Covenant, but I don't think it's really like overwhelmingly unbalanced to the point where that one faction has a distinct advantage.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I agree with you. All right.
I haven't played enough to agree or disagree.
you need to practice more.
Yeah, so you abstain then?
Yes.
Okay. If you're going to be hanging out in Washington, D.C., you got to learn all those terms.
I was just around D.C. I wasn't in D.C.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Nero the Demon. He says, hey, this is Nero the Demon. This is my first submission. Oh, really? Wow.
I've submitted before.
Yeah. I know he's been around the forums a bit.
Huh.
Well, welcome, whatever the case may be. So, first of all, the Scarab is overpowered. Huh. I don't know. It takes up 20 population. It's really expensive. Okay. He says, there is no easy way of taking it down when you're on the human side except for using the MAC guns. And still it's hard. How I would do it is send in Spartans with Spartan lasers and try to get them underneath the Scarab where it can't hurt you, or use an army of vultures. That's all the tips I have, and shout out to Tokyo in America, Uzumaki 15, Shadow Dreamer, and Leonidas 117. Keep on fragging trucks that have been stolen by Nene to stalk JVB and Fumo Jive for leaving the podcast. Yeah. Nice. So Nene is driving around in a truck stalking JVB and Fumo Jive right now. I wondered where he went to. Oh, that was something else. I think it was on the forums that came up. Somebody said, oh, you guys should have, you know, Fumo Jive and JVB back since you relaunched the podcast.
It's like, we have.
Yeah.
I think someone was saying that we should have him back for episode 200.
Yeah, there's that too. But the thing about that is it's right around the anniversary. So it'll be interesting.
Right. It's five months from now, so don't get all crazy about what's going to happen because there's plenty of time.
Yeah. Sweet. Next one comes from Moose0030. He says, hey, this is Moose0030 with some Halo War tips. If you play as the Covenant, Banshees are your best friend. They are cheap to begin with, and when you get enough money, they can be upgraded and can become quite powerful. I also like to take cover in the other base and build all warehouses except for one shield generator and one air base or whatever type of attack you like. Infantry, tanks, aircraft, etc. Keep up the good work and keep on fragging trucks.
We will.
All right.
Sweet.
So, Captain Planet says,
he's a hero.
Heart!
He says,
win!
All right. So, hello, Podtacular, unofficial Halo Universe podcast that is bringing me the latest Halo news. I haven't wrote in for a while, so I thought the show could use some new sparkle. So, Halo Wars, Halo Wars, Halo Wars, Halo Wars. And maybe the fact that I hate RTSs with a passion, but I really didn't feel this game.
Ooh.
It hardly seemed much different than any other RTS for me. Build up your army, get supplies, make vehicles, rush the objective. Or finish the objective. Some might argue that it is one of the better RTSs because it did all the things normal RTSs do, but better. The only saving grace for me was that it took place in the Halo universe. I mean, surely seeing those Marines and Warthogs kill those silly grunts and brutes was fun, but I got tired after a while. I actually considered picking this game up solely for the fact that I would get the maps early. Kind of reminded me of Crackdown, although Crackdown was hot sauce anyways.
But there will always
be more important things I need to use the money for. College, a car, cough, Meadowlands cough. So I may end up renting this game, but I can't see it as a buy for me. All hate mail can be addressed to aadude4@gmail.com. I think that sounds like a real email, too.
It is a real email.
Yeah, it is.
Really? So, yeah, we might. I don't know. Are we keeping that out? I don't know. Probably not. Also, just wanted to give a big shout out to the guys that have been attending Pink Fury on Fridays. I always have a blast with you guys, and I hope we can continue doing this in the future. Also, a big thanks to Jiffy Boy, Folk, and Artly for showing up every single one. If anyone wants to sign up for Pink Fury, you can jet down to the forums and look up in the events section. Thanks to host guys for reading my submission, and girls, maybe? No, nah. I really hope there are no chicks guest hosting.
There almost was.
What? I look forward to hearing each podcast you deliver to my ears. Keep up the good work. There almost was what?
There were almost girls for this week.
We're working on getting the cave girls, but they're probably going to be on the multiplayer tip show.
Okay. Yeah. Wasn't Mystique on podcasts like a while ago? Am I the only one? Or am I just... I know she was on...
I know somebody from the Cave Girls was on...
There was one episode where three of them were on one show. I don't remember who they were.
Yeah, okay. And then Mystique went over to JVB's podcast, Post Game Report, for a while and then stopped. But I think she was on particularly too. Oh, well. All right.
Nice. Yeah, remember Pink Fury on Friday nights. Good stuff.
I don't have Halo 2.
Oh, no, that's not the Halo 2 one.
Oh, it's
Halo
3. Ah.
Yeah, there's also the Halo 2 customs on the same night. It starts about an hour earlier, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Cool. And we have one more. We have actually gone through all of these. That's impressive.
Yeah. So, Night Trillion. Hey, PodTech, second submission from me, Night Trillion. Just thought I'd inform you that on Halo Wars, the operator of the Cobra has a British accent, probably a sign for crypto future. Okay. Anyway, keep on fragging pre-game lobby veto singers who make up their own version of Soulja Boy with their gamer tag.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just say I have yet to meet somebody like that, but I look forward to it.
I haven't either, so.
One of these days.
Okay. Well, that's all the submissions that we have for this week. Thank you guys for sending in your tips and your hate views, one in particular. But it's good. Next week we're going to be doing multiplayer tips. Not sure what map yet, but it'll be posted on the front page when we get a map decided. You guys have closing comments before we wrap up?
Not off the top of my head. Just remember, I don't know.
Pre-order the limited edition?
Yeah, right. That. So you can get your patch.
Yeah.
Oh, the patch.
Forget about the map pack. Just get the patch.
Cool.
No, oh, yeah. Lord Above mentioned. Oh, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was just saying. Do we want to talk about the map pack? The new. I mean, like we know pretty much everything there is to know about it at this point. Do we want to mention that at all?
Oh well, we know the three that are coming out, and there's been all the updates on Bungie.net with the whole map development. So. If there's something specific you want to talk about.
What do you think about, like, the... Do we know anything about the skulls for the map pack at all?
I know there's one skull on each map.
Yeah.
Don't know where they are, though.
Alright.
Right.
Right. That's going to be really weird, but I guess we'll see how it plays out.
Well, it's like, are the skulls going to do anything for... I don't know.
Maybe if you get them all, you get Flaming Recon.
Well, there is an achievement if you get all six when the other three come out later this year, but...
Yeah. Well, don't... If you get, like, all the Bitmasters, you get Recon armor or something. But you need Halo 3 Recon to do that, or...
I haven't heard, like, anything said on that. I mean, there's been ideas that if you do all the Vidmaster stuff, there's a possibility you'll get Recon, but...
I think it's definitely been said on the
Bungie. I'm pretty sure they said it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
but some of them are only going to come with ODST. So if you don't buy ODST, you're stuck. And it won't be flaming. You know, that's really for it. The flames are for employees only. And yeah, somebody was saying, why would you want flames? Because it makes you a bigger target.
That's true, isn't it?
Although I can tell you from experience, if the guy with the flaming head is good, it's still not that easy to hit. okay, so the other thing Lord Above mentioned was JVB's podcast. He did basically end it, but something similar to what happened here happened there, and so apparently community members are running it. And I haven't listened to it since then, but apparently Post Game Report is still going, and they just interviewed Godfrey about the big party he's having, the community vibes down in Miami, to celebrate 4 years of Gamertag Radio. So,
wow.
So there's that announcement, which is if you're going to be in Miami in the next week or so, then think about going to Community Vibes. And the other thing is that Post Game Report is still going.
Cool. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, wrapping things up, send in your comments, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows in the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB's show, The Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid. Also check out my podcast, Halo Amplified, at Blogspot.com.
Wait. Slay that again?
I was just a little free advertising.
Say it at normal speed.
All right. Check out my own podcast at haloamplified.blogspot.com.
Cool. Nice.
And iTunes.
One thing to mention before we go, there's been a lot of development with the Rec Clan and Hype, a.k.a. Kia, has asked that we give a update on the show on how things are going. And things are going pretty well. Development for the Rec Clan is going pretty well. And we have some new ideas with the Pro Clan and representative members of the community. But the big thing that's coming up is March 7th. We're having a clan match against Outcast Reborn. And that's, again, on March 7th. So, if you're a big listener and you play Halo a lot, take a look at the Rec Clan. You can go to the main site and there's some more information on that. So.
All right.
Yeah, the Rec Clan's been doing some pretty cool stuff.
So, without further ado, I am Duststorm.
I am Lord Above.
And I'm Chucky J.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging folding bikes. And the midgets. Yeah. And the midgets.
This week on the GamerCast Network. On the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation podcast, Spring Fever is coming to the PSN, and the boys in blue can't wait to catch it. Thou shalt not have a fishy on a little dishy. Thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. Only on Destructoid's Brit Pop Podcast, the podcast. Check out Gamertag Radio for the perfect union of music and video games. On Uncle Gamer, it's another PS3 love fest, as the hosts talk about Flower, Spring Fever, and the momentum of the overall Sony platform in 2009. Podtoid will be talking about the Resident Evil series, the past, the present, and how to make a Jill sandwich. The Podtacular crew take a look at the Halo Wars demo. Will it be everything it's cut out to be? And does it meet our expectations for a Halo title? Check out episode 180 for all the details. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.